she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl.
This is Deborah Craddock, a podcast where we sit down with everyday Americans and hear their extraordinary stories. I'm your host, Deborah Drucker. Come along with me as we discuss those things that we were always told not to talk about: politics, religion, and more. I promise you'll be inspired and have your mind opened by the end of this episode.
Well, it was kind of cold that night. She stood alone on the balcony. Yeah, she could hear the cars roll by out on 441, like waves crashing on the beach. And for one desperate
Hello, I'm Deborah Drucker. I hope you will listen to my podcast titled Deborah Craddock. On Deborah Craddock, I will be introducing you to your fellow Americans. I love to get to know people in our neighborhood, in our lives, in America, or just absolute strangers out there. There is no need to be famous because to me, everyone has a story to tell. On Deborah Craddock, I want to talk about the things we were told we are not supposed to: politics, religion, sexuality, and mostly how each guest sees our country through their own personal story. Deborah Craddock is meant to expose the good and maybe not so good qualities in all of us, the things that make each of us uniquely us. I love my country and am a patriotic American to the core. I have always believed that America is the great and wonderful melting pot. Let's get together and unify for our collective greatness. We've been divided by politics, a pandemic, vaccine mandates, social media, and emotional discourse for too long. Time to band together, because together we are stronger and divided we are weaker. I hope to make that happen even just a little bit here on Deborah Craddock. I was born on an Air Force base in Mount Clemens, Michigan, to a multi-generational Irish Catholic American father and a Moroccan Sephardic Jewish mother. My father fought in three wars for this country. My dad, James Alfred, was a staunch patriot and said he'd fight his entire life for American democracy if the military wanted him to. He later worked as an airplane mechanic for McDonnell Douglas, and when the work was scarce, he'd work his fingers to the bone at the refineries in Long Beach, California. My mother became a naturalized American citizen, a productive taxpaying and hardworking contribution to this country. She always said we live in the greatest place on earth, that there is nothing better than the USA. We have it all here, she would tell me. Never a day passed that she was not grateful for her citizenship. My mother later married a naturalized American who came here as a teenager after hiding from the Nazis in Belgium during World War II. My stepfather raised me with the full knowledge and consent of my biological father. My biological father suffered many demons and knew I'd be in better hands with Severin. He said, I will always have his blood. My adopted father went to high school in Los Angeles, but he became too ill to finish. When he recovered, a while later, he went to work. He worked from one job to the next and eventually found his calling in the fashion and jewelry business. I want to say, when he could, he gave 60 cents on every dollar to help fellow Americans in need. By the time he passed away in 2008, he had helped improve the lives of nearly 700,000 Americans. He gave them a hand up, not a hand out. I myself didn't go to college. I went to work. First as a stock and inventory girl at a local clothing store, then as a sales girl at a local jewelry store. I started working at the age of 14 during summer breaks from school, then full-time once I graduated high school. I never thought I'd struggle to make ends meet because this is America, and I was willing to work wherever I could get a job to make my way. I later met and married my husband, an American musician and founding member of the rockabilly band Stray Cats. We have two adult kids and have been married for a long time now. We love our country and have raised our kids to love and respect our country too. We pay our taxes, we do our part to help others in need, and we stay informed, as factually informed as we can, to the state of America and the rest of the world. These past few years have affected me profoundly. Being the patriot I've always considered myself to be, I broke down to near tears while watching the insurrection on January 6, 2021. Never in my life did I think I would see such disrespect for the structure our country was built upon and a most shameful, disturbing misuse of the symbol of our country, the glorious American flag. I was taught the flag was sacred and can only be handled in a certain way, with respect and great care. The latest hateful and bigoted rhetoric is disturbing and alarming, even more so when the flame is being fanned by politicians and representatives in office that my and our collective tax dollars pay salaries for. The anger was building in me, which only became exhausting and unproductive. I started talking to and listening to people to hear their stories. I wanted to know how they felt about the things we all had been through these past few years as a country. I hope that we can find what we as Americans have in common so we can see and appreciate each other for the similarities amongst us. Our upbringings, our family structures, our love of sports, music, food, fashion, television shows, passions and aspirations. Welcome to my podcast. With love, Deborah Craddock. This episode of Deborah Craddock was hosted by me, Deborah Drucker. It was edited by Juan Sanson and produced by Lee Rocker and Chloe Cassidy. Well, our amazing music was performed by Amy Nelson and Kathy Guthrie of Folk Uke. Be sure to rate and review this episode wherever you listen to podcasts. For more Deborah Craddock, check out DeborahCraddock.com and our Instagram at Deborah Craddock. That's D-E-B-O-R-A-H Craddock, like Democratic. Until next time. Political is personal.